You're listening to SBS News.
For years, temporary visa applicants with disabilities or health conditions have been subject to strict immigration health requirements. It meant some people who wanted to make a short-term visit to Australia were prevented from coming, and the reason given was because of the hypothetical costs of government-funded services they would never have been entitled to use. Migration agent Jan Gothard has long lobbied for changes to the rule, which assessed whether travellers with disabilities or illnesses would likely need healthcare services worth more than $49,000 during their stay. She says as of this month, the Department of Home Affairs will no longer include that costing in its assessments.
The Medical Office of the Commonwealth would cost applicants with temporary visas for these costs as if they were eligible, and that was very difficult.
In terms of government revenue, it makes no difference because these people were no longer accessing, they couldn't access those services anyway.
Ms. Gothard says the change could potentially open the door for international students, temporary workers and tourists with disabilities who had previously been rejected. But she notes travel restrictions imposed due to the coronavirus pandemic would delay the benefit of the new rules.
There's not a lot happening in migration because of the borders are closed, but for people who are, for instance, already in Australia for some reason, perhaps they're here, they came here on one visa and they're applying for a temporary residence visa, they're on a skilled visa and they're applying for a further skilled visa, it significantly impacts on the costings that that are being considered for them at this moment.
The National Ethnic Disability Alliance has welcomed the move. Chief Executive of the organisation, Dwayne Cranfield, says the change is a step in the right direction, but believes more needs to be done to better include people with disabilities.
I think it can only be a good thing for people like that, but there's a lot more work to do. I mean, we've got to start looking at people with a disability not as a deficit, but what they actually add to the fabric of our community and our society.
Mr. Cranfield says his organisation saw what he calls a handful of cases last year of people being denied tourist visas due to their disability, most often young people with autism or Down syndrome. His organisation is also campaigning for a reform to government rules preventing some people with disabilities from staying permanently in Australia.
We need to show the world that we're a compassionate country, that we value people and it doesn't depend on whether or not they have a disability.
The Department of Home Affairs has been contacted for comment regarding the temporary visa change. It previously told SBS News the policy does not discriminate against applicants who have a disability or illness or a combination of both, with all applicants being treated in an equal and fair manner. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.